to another very belated, very relaxed episode of the Tanisha.com podcast. As some of you may know from following my Twitter or Instagram or speaking to me in the last week or so, I have contracted COVID. So naturally, I'm on my fourth day of COVID isolation and I'm laying in my bed with not much else to do but record my thoughts on the journey so far. It's currently sunny outside, just a little weather update, which is weird considering it has been flash floods for the last few days. Terrible, terrible for everyone who's caught in bad weather situations or where their belongings or families are in danger. Great for me, though, because all of my classes, which otherwise would have had to be in person and I would have had to miss or catch up on, have just been moved online just for the week, which is great. Means I guess I don't fall behind too much. It is only the first week of uni, so you can't fall behind too much, obviously. But nonetheless, I've watched half of some lectures, as much as my little brain can latch onto before I get bored or switch topics. Apart from that, I've been sleeping a horrendous amount and drinking liters upon liters of water every day. I lost my taste yesterday. That was insane. Everything just tastes like I licked a coin, just faintly. I can't smell anything, but I did light a candle earlier. Just because I don't need to have a sense of smell to know that my COVID dungeon of a room is just horrendous at the moment. But yeah, I think at the moment the most annoying part of it is just the cough. It doesn't hurt, it's not gross, it just like, you know, I'd like to get through a sentence without having to, you know, without feeling it creep up my throat. I'm just gonna talk and then like edit later, I guess. Or maybe not, maybe I'll leave it uncut, you don't know. It's not true at all. You'll probably definitely know. But yeah, I think I was talking to one of my mates who got COVID, like when everyone got COVID just after Christmas. And he was saying that the worst thing about it was just like the gnarly headache. The headache is pretty bad, but I also find that when you take painkillers, it sorts out the headache first. And for me, the rest of my body was like aching as well, which is pretty normal circumstance for me. But on my second day, I got a very unexpected menstrual period, considering it was in no way my scheduled time to start bleeding. But I did, and the brain fog, the just complete lack of energy. I don't think I got out of bed like even once, maybe once to go to the toilet or something, but it was pretty rough. I don't recommend it. I feel like girls should get extra Centrelink pay for getting COVID on their period. Because I know I'm not the only one, and I know it's horrendous. I've used the word horrendous like 12 times while I've been talking, but I guess it's just, it's the word of the day. So, what else have I been doing? I put on Gossip Girl. I mostly slept with it in the background, but I thought the logic there was that a few years ago, my mum got pneumonia, and while she was stuck on the couch healing from pneumonia, I convinced her to finally start and get through watching Gossip Girl. And like, I'm not saying that COVID is particularly pneumonia equivalent, but I thought, hey, it's a respiratory disease. I might as well watch Blair Waldorf be the absolute queen that she is. And that'll make me feel better, obviously. It'll cure my COVID. I will say, though, that having COVID is a great content point. It's a great comedy point. I've really made some doozies of memes in the last week, which is great because I'm not really doing any, like, BCM. I'm doing one BCM subject this semester, and the rest are journalism subjects. And for those of you who don't understand what that means, BCM is basically, it's been referred to as the meme degree, which basically means it's journalism, but it's fun, which means that I'm having no fun, and I'm having to just make memes for my own amusement and not get marks for it. But ordinarily, I am a high distinction meme maker, for sure. I'm just retired for the next 13 weeks, that's all. So I think that I got COVID, and this is the tea. Don't tell anyone, don't make anyone feel bad if they were there, but I think I got it at the uni bar on Wednesday night. I have a hunch. I don't think I started feeling symptoms until after then. I'm not sure, obviously, but that seems to be the likely scenario. But yeah, I'd spent that whole day running around Campus Fest, interviewing people, blah blah blah. And then we had an event that night. And then I had like a sore throat for the following days, but I didn't know whether it was like COVID or I just screamed and clapped way too loud for the event that I was at. I might leave the coughs in just for authenticity, you know. You use it like a scare tactic ad. Be like, wear your mask or sound like this. But yeah, I didn't spend a lot of time at home last week because I was running around with Campus Fest stuff. And then my dad came up to drop off my laptop. Unfortunately, I do have COVID because the laptop needs to be plugged in at all times and I need a new battery for it, which can be sorted out after I'm out of isolation, obviously. But the good thing is, me not being at home a heap, none of my flatmates contracted COVID. One of them already had it within 28 days, so she wasn't gonna get it, I guess. I don't think that like immunity is a proven thing, but I think we're like operating like it is government wise, so whatever. But they all had to isolate with me. I felt pretty bad at the idea that I might have gotten someone else sick, but it seems like everyone that I've been around in the last week or so is fine, bar like one of my friends who, you know, isn't sure whether it's from me or from someone else. But you know, my roommate said something very wise. She said, there's never a good time to get COVID. And that's fair. But some of my friends got COVID at the same time as I did. ScoMo got COVID at the same time I did. I don't know why he has to copy me all the time. I was doing perfectly fine. You know, next thing you know, ScoMo's gonna start a blog. ScoMo's gonna become an Instagram baddie. ScoMo's gonna, you know, whip out the Nikon D780 and, you know, really bring his vision to life. Actually, I think Skomer could use a hobby. Because blatant disrespect isn't a great one. It's not a great look for the Prime Minister, especially during this current triple whammy crisis of the war, the possible war. I'm not going to call it a war, but I am calling it a war. And the floods, and me having COVID specifically. But yeah, I've never had an original experience in my life. I feel like I was unsurprised because so many of the people in my life have had COVID so far, and I'm a curious lass, so I always ask what it's like. But I think I'm the only person I know that got like full symptoms, all of them, and it's so different for everyone, which is so interesting. If you're listening to this and you've had COVID or have COVID, please message me and tell me all about your COVID experience. I think it's fun to find out. If it is a government conspiracy, then it's really sweet of them to tailor our sickness to each of us. You know, like, what's going to mostly inconvenience this specific person? But yeah, I guess, you know, when Skomer was like, everyone's gonna get it at some point, I hope that this week he's realised that he is somebody, and he did get it, and that that's a terrible way of thinking about it, because there are people who, you know, really couldn't survive having COVID. I'm extremely blessed in the way where I'm gonna be fine. I'm gonna whinge for sure. I'm gonna be dramatic for sure, but I have like the privilege of joking about it because I'm not gonna die from it. That said, definitely get your booster, because I feel like if I hadn't got my booster a couple of weeks ago, I would be dying. But yeah. Mostly just feeling tired. Mostly in the mornings. I feel like, you know, when I first wake up, that's when it's all the worst, and then it gets okay throughout the day. My voice sounds like TV static, but I kind of like it. Smoking kills, guys. I'm joking. That's not a smoker's cough. That's, COVID, baby. COVID premium. I got all of the symptoms, all of the package, the whole thing. Every little side deal, every, you know, all the bits and bobs. I was talking to some guy from New South Wales Health, rang me up, asking about symptoms and stuff, assumably just for statistics stuff. We listed off my symptoms and he goes, "That's a lot of symptoms." And I'm like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Well, you can call this number if you need medical assistance, blah blah blah." I'm like, "I think I'm okay. Like, I feel like they're pretty mild. I just have all of them. Gotta get them all. Collect them like Pokemon." But yeah, I lost my taste yesterday. In the shower, brushing my teeth, I was like, "Ooh. Why is this toothpaste not mint flavored? Kind of weird." Then I like used my mouthwash and I could feel it, but like I couldn't taste it. It's really weird. I don't recommend it. I hope my taste comes back real soon. My roommate said that when she had it, her taste came back in like 24 hours. Also, hey roomies, if you're listening to this, you've been super cool and chill, and thank you for everything. I hope you're all having a great time, respectively stuck in your rooms. I really appreciate the understanding. I'm not sure what else to say. I might come back to this if I have any more thoughts. Thank you for listening. Please follow, subscribe. Oh, someone just started using a blender. Oh my god. That's crazy. Listen, I'll come back. Oh no, it's okay. They're done. Yeah. Like, subscribe, share, comment, whatever you're doing on whatever platform, whatever device you're using. Show some support. This episode's pretty chill, it's pretty boring, but thank you for listening anyway. And I hope you're well, I hope everyone's safe with the floods and the pandemic and the impending war. Have a good week. I'll talk to you probably sooner rather than later. Thank you for listening again. Goodbye.